A national organization has announced a $10 million campaign to encourage turnout among Latino voters in several of this year's battleground states. The Phoenix-based voting rights organization Mi Familia Vota said it will spend $7 million on get-out-the-vote measures and an additional $3 million on digital and television ads starting in Arizona and Florida. Hector Sanchez Barba is the group's executive director and CEO.
There is a direct correlation between civic participation and the well-being of our communities. If you want more money in your schools, if you want better parks for your children, if you want better roads in the communities where you live, we have seen this over and over through research that the more involvement that we have in our communities, the better off are our families and the future of our children.
Voting rights advocates view Arizona in particular as a battleground state because of the rising number of Latino voters in the traditionally Republican state. The National Latino Civic Engagement Table and the National Hispanic Leadership Agenda have come together to announce a list of principles that they say will help ensure that the November elections are both safe and accessible during the COVID-19 pandemic. The group say one of their most important principles is access to a full range of options for Latino voters. Those include expanded in-person early voting, vote by mail, and in-person voting on Election Day. They say it's also important to make sure that voting information and materials are available in multiple languages, especially Spanish. Jose Perez is Deputy General Counsel at Latino Justice.
Studies have shown that providing language access can increase turnout by 40%. And so it is critically important that members of our community who are registered voters can effectuate their right to vote, that they be able to receive the language assistance that they need. We stand ready to enforce and protect our Voting Rights Act provisions mandating language assistance.
According to the Pew Research Center, more than 13% of eligible voters in the U.S. this year are Latino, which is a record high number. Pew projects that in Arizona, around a quarter of eligible voters are Latino, and in Florida, Latinos are projected to be one-fifth of the state's eligible voters. Latinos account for disproportionately higher rates of infection from COVID-19 in a number of states, and many are struggling financially due to the pandemic. That worries some voting rights advocates who say it might lower Latino voter turnout. Arturo Vargas, the chief executive officer of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials Education Fund, says that states and local governments need more federal funding to be able to ensure fair elections for Latino voters this November.
We calculate that what the states need at this moment is no less than $3.6 billion in support in order to ensure every American has the right, accessible right, to vote. Now, the HEROES Act has been passed by the U.S. House of Representatives. It was passed in mid-May, and it provides for this $3.6 billion to the states for election purposes. Not funding our election system would equal no less than voter suppression, something that we, as American citizens, cannot tolerate.
Comprehensive voter education, eliminating unfair obstacles to voting, and improving accessibility to polling places are the other principles the groups are advocating. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.